till I can see that you'd really care for me. I'll keep trying to hide the way I feel inside.
Welcome to Metal World Monday, live on a Friday. I am subbing in for a friend today, but happy to be with you. We are, 2 days removed from Valentine's Day. If you didn't find love, we're going to help you through it. We've got Dave and Angie coming into the studio today. You can't find two bigger lovebirds than those guys. They're going to be weighing in on some hot topics. Until then, we're going to just be doing our normal thing, jumping around. Different genres of music here and there, what have you, but for now, I'll keep it current, and then we'll go on from there. Dave Lackner and Angie Cabral coming up next live in studio.
Say, 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 hey, hey, now, baby. I'm out on play now, baby. Say, 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 hey, hey now, baby. So let's get one thing straight now, baby. Tell me if you love me or not. Love me or not, love me or not. Left the house on you, am I lucky or not? Lucky or not, lucky or not. You gotta tell me if you love me or not. Love me or not, love me or not. I'm wishing for you, am I lucky or not? Lucky or not, lucky or not.
Caller, you are live.
Hi.
Hi, who are we listening to today? Where are you coming from? What's it all about?
I'm listening in Medford. I'm a big fan of the new show.
Really? I love to hear that we've got big fans. Obviously, Medford, huge market for us. Do you have any requests? You want, got anything to say to all the listeners out there?
No, I think I just want to just call and say I'm supporting you guys.
Thank you. What's your name, caller?
I would rather not share my name.
Fair enough. Anonymous fan number one. Any requests, you let us know. This you're listening in to
Pony by Genuine.
Pony? Genuine? Wow.
Pony by Genuine.
Yeah, okay, that's an unbelievably good request. I'm on it right now. Love is in the air. Valentine's Day may be over, but we're going to show you some love, caller, and we're going to get that queued up for you. What do you say?
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks for listening, caller. Have a good one. All right, that's caller one of the day. You know the third caller gets a free T-shirt. Those are the rules of engagement. New Metal World Monday shirts are coming in this Saturday. You don't want to be caught without one. We're going to continue our love theme with Pony Genuine. Here it is.
Just a bachelor.
Welcome back to Metal World Monday. We have the OG crew in town today. Young Dave Lackner, sweet, sweet Angie, Chupacabra. Just, wow, if we're out of breath, it's because I had to run to get them down from the station. I was afraid we might be listening to Genuine for hours straight. If that, nobody wants that. Maybe you do. I don't know. Anonymous caller number one probably wanted it. Gotta get my breath. I'm fine. All right, so Dave, why don't you reintroduce yourself? It's been a long time since you've been on the show. Maybe a full year. This is season three. You were there day one, season one.
Yeah, good afternoon. My name is David Lackner.
That's true.
Starting as an electrical engineer at Tufts.
And that's a fact.
With Pete when he first started off this show.
Yeah, at the Roots.
Yeah, Pete and I actually came into Tufts both as hockey players.
Yeah, and now what are we? NARPs.
NARPs.
NARPgate. Organized sports are so fascist, it makes me sick, you know? It wasn't for me. I can't get behind that sort of thing. I felt like Stalin out there.
Well, we have a big weekend for the Tufts Jumbos, though.
Huge weekend for the lads.
Deciding weekend.
Playoff game tonight.
Oh,
you going?
Tonight. Yeah, tonight.
It's Friday, after all. Happy Friday.
Is this the Green Dot game?
It's the Green Dot game. Go out and support, and it's going to be a big tilly. I mean, we got a lot of great guys out there. Angie, you're coming, right?
To what?
To the game tonight.
Yeah.
First of all, Ange, you're glowing. I haven't seen you in a while.
Oh, thank you so much.
So happy to have you here. If only we had young Balbo.
Wow.
But you can't
he's
have
he's in a better place.
He's in a better place now. I think we all know that. That's a fact. So I already told the listeners today we're going to be talking about love. Because, you know, love, loss, sadness.
Pete, what do you love?
I love WMFO radio. Obviously. Oh, by the way, we're listening to WMFO. It's 4:15.
I only station love my bed and my mom.
I only love my mom and my bed. That's it. Sorry.
Sorry, Ange.
You're left out of that. But, yeah, I was the other day, it was a Valentine's Day, and I was sitting there with my housemate, Andre, and we're going like, why do girls always get all worked up if they're single on Valentine's Day? They're all sad. Like, so ridiculous. And I kid you not, 10 minutes later, we're on the couch, looking at our phones. We both look at the same time. We're like, God, I'm so lonely right now. This is horrible. I know. Angie, where were you?
Where we needed you.
Did you guys do anything special for Valentine's Day?
I made steak.
For Dave?
Yep.
Really? How was it?
I got a balloon. And as I was...
On free balloon day.
Yeah. So I got this balloon, and I was walking to Angie's apartment, and I walked down the street, and I probably had three people drive by and yell, like, you're a...
Yeah, some just bad things.
Bad, yeah, all these bad things.
Well, they're
things.
Just jealous
you're a loser,
of your love. Yeah,
you're a loser. Get out of here. Everyone hated the balloon.
I thought we had a better crowd in Medford.
Drive-bys.
Medford doesn't love love. Mm-hmm. You hate to hear it. Listen, Dave, I'm going to play a song for you because I know you like this song. And I guess it's love-related, maybe. So we'll just rip it.
Please.
We want to do a quiz show right now?
Yeah.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Metal World Monday live on a Friday. What do you guys think of the new shirt design? It's kind of fresh. You saw it on Instagram, Snapchat. Did you see what I made, Dave?
I haven't seen it yet.
Are you?
Is
you're
it
not
still
even
live?
A fan of the show.
I haven't seen it. I don't have Instagram.
No, it's no longer live on Snap. Here, I'll pull it up for you. It's Air Meta.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I did see it.
Yeah, that's me.
It's super fresh.
Thank you.
It's a you've totally rebranding, and I love it.
Yeah, I'm trying to get like a bit of a like a more rougher, darker.
Yeah, you're edgy for sure.
Oh. Sorry, I just want music in the back.
I love that.
Wait, should we just play this song? Because it's kind of heat.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go back to talking amongst ourselves. Just for now. Go up my crowd in rotation. Are you on 10 yet? Are you on 10 yet? Wait, are you on 10 yet? Are you on 10 yet? I live on 10. Wait, are you on 10 yet? Are you on 10 yet? Hold up. The place 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 up. Go be down. Come to this down. I see double cups on me now. Oh, follow, follow, you're down. Got Benjamin Franklin, pick up my deep, I know. Soldier from the jungle. I keep the peace on me, I leave you puzzled. Pay to chair when I'm not play card on her. My knee longer than hair on her. You know my fat cavity, and I'm f***ed on her dad's salary. Saudi, are you on 10 yet? Zilly smoking, you know, poppin'. Papa's titanium. You can search if you're looking for somebody. Me ping pong on the tissue, I'm tricky. Somebody's daughter. Oh, bless you, Angie. Sorry, we'll just have this play delicately in the background because I want to talk to you guys on air. Dave and I got in one last night. We almost opened up a really sore wound in the bathroom yesterday. Dave accused me of not washing my hands.
I knew that was going to be a...
Do you want to talk about Soapgate? Because it was... I mean, Dave and I had known each other for a while, and it almost ended the whole thing.
A whole relationship.
Years of friendship.
A whole relationship.
So, I really would love a caller to call in and back me up here. We're making burgers on the patio, and I'm like, hey, raw meat, whatever. Like, we're dealing with it. We're putting it on the grill. Whatever. That's no big deal. Like, let's just go in before we touch the buns and whatnot. Let's wash our hands. Raw meat. It's dangerous. Dave proceeds to go in the bathroom and, quote, air quotes, wash his hands without soap. And I'm like, hey,
I
man.
I scrubbed my hands hard with water, like warm water. Rinsed
yeah,
and cleaned
but
them.
No
I didn't
soap.
I didn't use soap.
Well,
not a big
how
deal.
Are you going to get the bacteria
all the time?
Okay, so I'm personally offended because my life is now in danger. I could get mad cow. I could get salmonella.
I'm not going to touch you.
I guess
with
it's
my
like,
hands.
Hey, like I don't care
about
your
hands,
life.
They're my hands, man.
Listen, the point is, I don't want to get back into it. I don't want to get back into it. I think any caller would agree and listener of the show.
Anyway, so we left. So we were cooking. We got in this argument. I had to go back inside, hike up all these stairs, wash my hands.
Dave did take the high ground after 30 minutes of me not talking to him. He went and washed his hands. And we've been okay. It's never been the same since then. We've never really gotten back to where we were before Soapgate. Last night you accused me of not washing my hands with soap, and it wasn't true. Next thing you know, we're crushing karaoke last night. Guess what song we played, Ange? It's me.
Look at me now.
Wow, that couldn't have been further.
What?
Like by Chris Brown?
Yeah. That's my favorite karaoke song, I just was hoping we'd
wait
have the
a second,
same one.
What? That is a steam heat option. I've
I know,
never
it's like
heard
my
of that.
Best party trick. Is
it's not exactly a sing-along. Is that...
I wouldn't Maybe. Call it a sing-along.
I mean, you
for
can't.
Sure. That's
hate
not the
from
genre.
The outside of the club. You can't even get in.
Lego.
We can cue that up if need be. Speaking of not being able to get in the club, last night, I don't know if this is allowed, but I tried to bribe a bouncer $50. And they promptly said, please leave the function. I guess when you're not handsome, you have to try with the cash. And. That's why I'm on the radio and not TV, is because I'm ugly.
But you got a great voice.
But my voice is sexy as all can be. And that's just, you know, you got to just go where your strengths lie. End of story. So don't try to bribe anyone. It's not illegal, but it's frowned upon for sure. Next thing you know, we're singing Valerie was the song.
Oh.
Amy Winehouse, which honestly, should we get it up? Like...
Well, only if you sing along, Pete.
Again?
Yeah.
Again?
Yes.
All right. Consider it done. And then what did we do to finish it off? I told two people to pretend like we were the greatest singers in the world.
Did you have to bribe them too?
No, I just said it was Walt's birthday. And I was like, listen, like, we're about to go up there. He's not a talented singer. Just act like you're loving it, please. And they were going crazy. Walt's confidence through the roof. That's my gift to him.
Oh, my God. What a dream. You had, like, groupies.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a good friend, you could say. Uh-oh. Dave, you're up. I'm soloing your mic.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water.
Are you serious? You want me to pull them up?
Yeah.
And I think of all the things of what you're doing. And in my head, I paint a picture.
We'll just let the listeners enjoy this one.
Cause since I come home, well, my body is, and I miss your ginger hair.
Okay, so as a lot of people probably know, it's my birthday week. It's coming up. It's on Wednesday, but we're going. I just want everyone to know, if you're a friend of mine or of the program, go on Instagram and DM at WorldPete. We're having a big function at my house. Come through, all day affair. You know, maybe merch giveaway. I haven't even thought about it that much. Whatever. But that's an open invite to the masses. At WorldPete on Instagram. Give me a follow. It's a private account to maintain exclusivity, but just know that's me. And, yeah, we'd love to get you through there and celebrate my birthday and just a lot of good friends. Angie will be there. Dave, are you going to come over?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're starting at 9:30, so get over there. What else were we talking about? I slept under the jumbo last night, which is a true story, and I'm not proud of it. But it did happen, and I just want you to know next time.
I can't believe you dealt with the cold.
It was cold, but when you're in the mix. Oh no!
Wow.
They heard. They know I slept under the jumbo.
Here they come.
It's not illegal sleeping in the jumbo. You're good to go. Yeah, it was cold, but you know what? I was like, wow, I love this university. I felt connected with P.T. Barnum. And next thing you know, I woke up and I was just loving life. It was a beautiful morning this morning. So I just want to share that with the masses. I would recommend it as like a fun camping trip, but bring a sleeping bag. Moving forward, where is the PSA book? Because it's 4:30. Dave, you're
this is my specialty.
Yeah, and Dave, if you want to come through and do some facts and stuff, that's kind of your other specialty. We'll play some music, then we'll get back to you with the PSA.
I thought I saw you in the battleship, but it was only a lookalike. She was nothing but a vision trick. Under the warning light, she was close enough to be your ghost. But my chances turned to toast when I asked her if I could call her your name. I thought I saw you in the rusty hook, huddled up in a wicker chair. I wandered over for a closer look and kissed whoever was sitting there. She was close and she held me very tightly, till I asked awfully politely, please, can I call you?
Dave, hit us with some knowledge, please. Our resident science man is going to teach us a lesson about something.
But first, Pete, we have a message in the public interest from WMFO.
Understood.
In Medford, Tufts
Educational. Can you speak into your mic, please?
Tufts Educational Radio.
Got it.
Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape?
Yeah, Zuckerberg does it, and he knows. If he's worried,
have you seen that
we all
Black Mirror
worried.
Episode?
Which one? The one where she watches her kid? That one's weird and upsetting, and I don't get the point
of
it.
That show's messed up.
Yeah, it's actually a spooky show for sure. No, I don't know what you're talking about. You want to enlighten us?
Just in an episode, one of the characters gets spied on his camera, and he gets forced into
all sorts of...
I don't want to spoil it.
Okay, no spoilers. Continue on. Why should we cover up our...
There's plenty of government programs and other malware
government
and viruses
cheese.
That can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up.
Vladdy P, he's watching what you're watching.
So big brother.
Big brother. Eating a steady diet of government cheddar. Dave, that's very enlightening. I think we need to really protect ourselves in this day and age.
You never know. People are always spying on you.
Malware.
Your software, internet. Software.
Hardware store.
Bugs.
Creepy crawlers.
Birds.
Birds. Beats.
Bears.
Bees. Bears. Battlestar Galactica. And you were on the same page, I feel like. You have any requests, Ange? You've been awfully quiet today. I want to hear what you want to hear.
I know. I'm just recovering from a bit of a sickness, but I'm back for the weekend, so everyone relax.
Thank goodness it's the weekend.
Could we play some of Kendrick Lamar's new
album?
Even more? Oh, have you already played some?
You were here. Were a part of it.
Sorry.
But no, we can't because it's extremely explicit. Unless you want me to buy the radio edit.
Would you not do you that
buy
for
the clean
your
version?
Listeners?
I would do it for the listeners, but I just don't know what the demand looks like. But you know what? Fine. For you?
Mm-hmm. I bet you can find it on YouTube.
I'm feeling pretty nerdy. Kendrick. Here, we'll let people listen to something. This doesn't exist. It's too soon.
Wow.
I'm not happy either, Dave.
Wait, can we play Look At Me Now by Chris Brown? I've been thinking about it ever since we were talking about it.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could probably see
Where is Chris Brown now?
Breezy?
Probably in prison.
I was in Carmichael Hall today, and these two girls were jamming to, like, absolute banger music videos on... I'm talking about, like... Chris Brown Forever.
Oh my
Beyonce,
God.
Love on Top. Can I just play Love on Top while I look for Look At Me Now?
Absolutely.
Because these girls were vibing and they had headphones in and they couldn't hear that I was actually screaming the lyrics over them.
Wow.
Probably best that they didn't because they'd be like, who's this weirdo?
Or you may have become best friends.
Maybe. I should have said something. Yeah. I mean, nothing like watching your neighbors
watch
TV.
It's your birthday week, Pete.
They should know. I should have a birthday sash. Yeah. Remember the girl who had a birthday sash last night?
No idea.
Okay, never mind then. Well, she had one, and I wouldn't have said happy birthday if she hadn't had it on. I'll say that.
Some people, I know what I'm getting you for your birthday.
Oh, no, I do remember her.
Okay,
yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Now we're back.
Yeah.
The thing about your birthday is I used to get ridiculed because I promote my birthday like 3 weeks in advance. I'm like, hey, just so you know, birthday's this month.
You have to do that. You know, otherwise, it just birthdays float.
Oh, my God.
When you get older, you have to take control of your birthday.
You have to. I'm not above making a Facebook event for my own party.
Absolutely.
I will
not.
Look for one tonight.
Peter, my birthday is shamelessly my favorite holiday of the entire year.
Good. If you are not for you, then no one will be.
Yeah.
That's a big policy of mine. Got to be your own biggest fan. I spent my 18th birthday alone eating cake in my dorm room.
We should do a redo.
I wanted
of your
to cry.
Birthday.
Can we read? We'll make the theme of
we
my
should,
birthday
yeah,
my
we should
18th
do your
birthday.
We should make a banner and it says Happy 18th Birthday.
Oh, can we redo?
We can redo it. Yeah, we can redo.
Okay, yeah, we'll pretend we're in like we'll go to a dorm. We'll go to South.
Yeah, we'll rent out
like,
someone's room.
Hey, can I borrow your room, buddy? And then we'll pack it. And
oh
this
my
way,
God.
There'll be way less tears. I'm not kidding. I just got to school. I didn't know anyone. Alone by myself. I got cake though.
Wait, Peter, this vibe is getting too sad for me. Can you play some
Okay,
music?
Sorry, baby, it's you. Ba, 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 ba. Shout out to those girls in Carm. You know who you are.
Window pane, I can feel the sun whenever.
Play in the background for those who are really digging it. So this, as we mentioned, big birthday mine. So we did Mardi Gras last week at the house, all day affair, had the beads, got the baby in the cake, that sort of thing. You know what I'm talking about.
What?
You know Mardi Gras, they put the baby in the cake. You guys are so uncultured, it makes me sick.
You
never had that?
You ate a baby?
No, it's a little plastic baby. It's good luck. It's the little baby Jesus.
Yeah, you get the baby Jesus.
Why would you put him in a cake?
Okay. All right. She's not getting it. No, it's fine. So, yeah, we did the whole thing. We got, you know, throwing the beads, yada, yada, whole day thing. And in the morning, we would wake up with a very particular song off that one mix that was popular a long time ago. And I'd like to play it, and I just want us to get in studio and really get our feet moving. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Are you going to, will you, or are you not going to do it?
Peter,
wait, we have a call first. All right, lucky caller. Hello, caller. You're live on Metal World Monday, live on a Friday.
Oh, wow. Again, I'm live. Hello.
Hi,
I'm
how are you?
Outside,
oh, my gosh.
That's John.
All right.
I fixed my ID. Yeah.
Yeah. I hear you. All right, we'll send someone down for you. I'll have one of my people take care of that for you. We'll get you in here for your show.
Do you have any trainees on right now?
No, but that would be a great opportunity. I've got friends on, though. And wait, what's the name of your show again?
The name of my show is All Chat, the video game talk show.
Love it. Well, this is us
so
promoting it live on
air. I'll be on in another 20 minutes.
All right, I'll get someone to get you, and we're just going to play some tunes and get hype for you.
All right, cool.
All right, see you in a second. Bye. You know, you got to support the family. It's a Meta World family, but also the WMFO family.
Wow.
All right, let's get hype in here, Dave.
We'll grab this kid.
Educated.
Send it.
I'm awake. Oh my gosh. What a way to get out of bed.
Wow.
If you're just getting out of bed, Andre, I'm really glad you're back in the mix. So I've been waking up to that every single day for 2 weeks now.
You must have had the best 2 weeks.
It's better than coffee.
Wow.
I swear, it will drive you. If you just change one thing in your life, listen to this mix at 6:30 a.m. and you're going to run through a brick wall.
Wow.
Guaranteed.
That was the most hype I've been in weeks.
We got more callers. Might be the same guy.
No way.
Dave might have forgotten him. Caller, is it you again? Hello? Live on Metal World Monday? Did he not get you?
Your friend. Well, your friend didn't bring an ID, so we're locked like right up the other side of the door.
You guys are hopeless.
Do you want me to go?
Yes, Angie, you go.
I need
just
an ID?
Open the door.
Oh, he opened it and like
walked out. The high door. Just go open the door for these clowns.
Okay.
I'm sick of it. All right, goodbye.
Yeah.
I am sick of these people trying to come on my show. We got people literally trying to knock the doors in just to get a little taste of Metal World Monday Live on a Friday. If you know anyone at the WMFO exec, really great people, honestly, like some of the coolest people on campus, but I still can't get a show. They're not giving me a regular show, and I'm sick of it. So I'm just calling for someone to help me out. Please. I need it. I love the show, and we want to do this all the time. But we can't unless we have a time slot. So for now, it's going to be random Metal World Mondays live on Fridays. Whatever
dumb.
Possible. All right, is our buddy here?
Yeah, we let him in.
All right, we're going to have to fight him for all the trouble he's caused on our show.
There's three of them, Pete. I don't know.
Ooh, they look pretty tough. Three on one.
No, it's
there's
three on three.
No, I have to do this myself. This
no,
is sometimes
Dave,
you have to just go it alone. Yeah, Dave.
It's more fair.
I don't fight women.
Dave is a pacifist.
I am.
He's a lover, not a fighter. I think you could say that about just about the whole gang here. So, Dave, you didn't really get to be a part of that hype session because you were getting the door.
Yeah, you came back and the lights
Dave wasn't getting the door. Dave was causing problems.
Well, I mean, it's 4:48 now. We've got a few more minutes left to play music and whatnot. Thought I'd set the mood, and then we'll go to the game after this. No? You don't want to go to the game? King Sticks will be there. Maybe. Might even go double birds to Nort's. It's possible.
Flano. Legendary hockey player.
Wait, did he quit?
Yeah, he quit. He an epic.
You think we should tell the story on air?
That's true.
Probably I don't know. Not. I'm Probably genuinely not. Asking.
I don't know.
I don't know if it's a private story. You know what? DM World Pete for full details. Exclusive
Ooh.
Story. This is why we need to do a podcast, because we can just go... All right, next Metal World Monday, mark my words, is a podcast, and you're going to get the raw... unedited footage, and we'll play Look At Me Now on repeat if
oh
need be
God.
Because we can.
I can't wait.
We're recording in my room, in my bedroom.
Nice.
Ooh, intimate.
Super intimate. I've got my computer mic. That's how Barstool does it, or they did at the Origin, and they're huge now.
Yeah, next Barstool.
I'm not
right
saying
here.
We're the next Barstool.
I'm saying it.
We're the next Metal World Monday.
All right.
Is it Monday yet? Do you think that's our new slogan? I'm trying to change the entire culture around the day Monday, which will be the hardest thing.
You can
thing
never do that. That's
people
impossible.
Hate Mondays.
That's impossible. Everyone hates Mondays.
Oh, we got Walt calling in. Walt, we're on the air, buddy. Are you listening?
It's Walt's birthday week also.
Oh, sweet. You should call into the station. Walt, I'm on the air. I can't do this
Wait,
right
can
now.
You put him on speaker so he can come on air?
Walt, don't say anything dumb. You're live on air.
Hey, how about Noah Kahn last night?
Hey, Noah Kahn! This is a huge promo for Noah Kahn.
You're absolutely jamming it.
Jamming. If you don't know young Noah Kahn, he's a young man out of New Hampshire, that's correct?
Yep.
One of the biggest... How do you spell his last name?
Noah Kahn, K-A-H-A-N.
K-A-H-A-N. Go look him up. Rising star... He's got a vibe, one of those once-in-a-generation voices. Walter, we're going to leave you for now, but just shoot me a text and we'll plan the rest of our evening. Electric night at karaoke last night. See you later.
I actually had UNH this weekend, so wish me luck, everyone.
All right, best of luck.
Good luck.
Let's give Walter a friendly send-off, listeners. All right, later, Walt. Bye. Walt's going to see who? Siobhan?
UNH.
Is that where Siobhan goes to school?
No.
No, she's done with school.
So what's he doing there?
Party
no idea.
Yay.
I think he's going up there to party.
He's got the party bug.
Who goes to UNH to party?
Apparently
From
it's
Boston.
Fun up there.
From Boston.
Yeah, we have so much to give
here.
There's
so much to give here, right? You don't have to go.
Whatever. We
must have some buddies.
We'll be better without him. All right. I'm going to play jams.
and then we'll collectively talk about Ryan's decision-making skills.
Let's play some Noah Kahan.
Oh, whoa, good call. Yeah, let's do that. What's the new song he's got out?
I don't know.
You play his most popular.
Yeah, Young Blood.
Okay.
Great, great song.
All right, this is Noah Kahan, the young man out of New Hampshire, who's absolutely cruising up the charts, crushing it. This is a name that you'll know. Wow, I first heard this guy on Metal World Monday. He's going to be the next big thing.
Oh dear, I'm sorry that you grew up so soon. A cold year and no high school parties. I've been drinking alone. Oh, I've been drinking alone. So don't fear the warnings. The bitter hurt the most. 4 years of driving across the country for empty seats and their shows. And they've been drinking alone. So keep your time, keep your mind, keep humble. Start your life in the middle of the jungle. You, young blood, rub your eyes, be surprised, keep hungry, stay alive, try to lose all of your money. You, young
blood, you. Hey, caller, you're live on the air. What's going on?
Metal World Pete, this is Salty Dog.
Salty Dog, how are you doing today?
Great. I used to spin some vinyl back there in the late 70s, early 80s.
Really? Very nice.
Radio. Yeah, totally, dude. So here's what I don't understand. I just found you on internet radio, connected back up. What do you mean you're not part of Tufts? You've got some sideshow?
Oh, well, we're looking into transitioning into a podcast, Metal World Monday podcast, but I just haven't been able to get a show, the showtime that works for me so far. So we're just going to do it on our own time. But we do love WMFO. I think it's the most fun thing at Tufts, and it's just an ultimate blast. And we've created Metal World Monday here, but we think we can just shift it elsewhere, you know, but continue to support.
I'm digging your on-air style. I really am. Mm-hmm. Metal World Pete, but keep working it, man. I started out in the graveyard 2 to 6 a.m.
Yeah?
Miserable.
That's a big shift. That's a big shift. Hard to make the 8:30 class when you hit the 2 to 6. So
I never made an 8:30 class.
Hey, that's the other side of it, you know. That's nothing wrong with that. You got to have your priorities in order. Radio comes first.
Yeah.
That's been the Metal World way for a while now.
Metal World, keep the faith. You'll get where you're going.
All right. Hey, thank you for that inspiration. Much needed and much love out to you. Thank you for calling in.
Can I make a request?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, anything by Human Sexual Response, if you could throw Land of the Glass Pine Cones out there for us old people, that would be incredible.
All right, I think we can get that to you, unless these guys are coming to kick me off the air. If you've been listening, you know there's three guys ready to fight me in studio. But I'm going to get that. What was the request you wanted?
Human Sexual Response, Land of the Glass Pine Cones. But back in the day, we didn't have cell phones. We were locked out of that building and pounding on doors, trying to get in and hoping somebody would let us in at 2 a.m. to get to our show. But anyway.
I know. We've got it easy now. Well, thank you, caller. I'm going to get that queued up for you, and then we'll be signing off.
Yeah, you have it different. I don't know that you have it easy, so good luck.
All right, take care.
You too, man.
Bye. Gotta love all. We've been getting a lot of love from the callers today.
Noah Kahan was the inspiration.
Noah Kahan was
he
the inspiration.
Hearts.
All right, I'm gonna get this song going.
Look
for
him up,
I mean,
Noah Kahan.
This is classic. You gotta support the WMFO community. It's a great one. We're gonna be playing this for our favorite caller, caller number 3 today.
And then,
oh, yeah. Oh my gosh, caller, if you're still listening, you can DM our page at World Pete on Instagram, and we can set you up with a free t-shirt for color 3. It is 4:56. You're listening to WMFO Medford. This is Metal World Monday live on a Friday. Take care, everybody.
Most days we say, awake and count the dirty tiles on the floor. Sometimes the sunlight
I'll take you to the motorway.